No? How the fuck was I supposed to know? It did the whole countdown.
Dude. Well, I'm not stopping this again. We're going.
We're going. Legitimately don't know what I did wrong there. I'm sipping.
What are you hiding this for?
So it's not in the frame.
Just want everybody to know about your crippling caffeine addiction.
I've been sipping on my cat.
Let's go.
What's going on,
everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Didn't See It, But I Believe You. I'm Doug.
I'm Joel, and this is episode 175. You'll notice we've been gone for a couple of weeks. And what had happened was, me and Doug had a boys' night. We had a great old time. We went to a Mexican restaurant. We had food, and it was real nice. And we were both like, we're not going to drink tonight. And then as we walked out of the Mexican restaurant, there was a liquor store next to us, and I went, I am going to drink tonight. And I went in, and I got some brews, and we came back, and I slammed those. And then I drank a couple other beers here, and then your boy was not okay in the morning.
Yeah, and I had no idea. I'm like not drinking. I'm feeling great. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. I wake up the next day. It's just me and Joel. And I wake up the next day, and Joel is just hungover
as all get
up. Like, he's like, yeah, man, after you went to bed, I just kept drinking. Yeah. I'm like,
I just stayed up. I drank all of the beers I had bought, and then I drank all the beers that I had left in your fridge from last time. And then I just went to sleep, and then I woke up 3 hours later, and you were like, let's go!
Yeah, dude, so, damn, I didn't realize you even get any sleep either.
Yeah, no, I slept for like 3 hours, and then I woke up and puked a bunch, and then canceled all my plans and drove home sweating. Drove straight back to Cuero sweating, bro. Miserable. And I walked in the door, my dad was like, did you get any beers? And I was like, no.
Beer not, beer good sometime.
Beer good. To be a bad.
I like your hat.
Thank you. Beans away, baby. So, I'm just thinking about these beans.
Kind of just waiting just for us to get back on the air. I saw, obviously, you put it all over your Instagram. You're really proud of these beans hats.
Yep.
What's going on with the beans? Is that like a trend, or is it something that you just really enjoy?
So a few years ago when that dude, that old man, commented on the Bush's beans page, that he commented, I'm just thinking about those beans. And I was like, man, I love that. And then there's that meme, that old tweet where that kid, I can't say what the tweet said because I am not allowed to say all the words in the tweet, but he basically said that he had took beans to the movies and stood up and spilled them, and that some guy in the back jumped up and yelled, this blank is eating beans! And then everybody laughed, is what it said. And I thought that was super funny. And so beans have just been cracking me up for a couple years. And I was on Instagram, I was high as hell, bro. I was so fucking just, I lit up like a boy. And I hit, you know, you get those ads when you're scrolling through stories.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I scroll through, and here's the bean hat and these bean slides that have Bush's beans cans as the flap. And without even thinking, I just pulled out my credit card and ordered it right away.
Man, I'm not the biggest bean fan. I mean, sometimes I like really do enjoy beans, but Bush's beans
go hard, bro.
They do go pretty hard. Hot dogs, ruffled chips. And fucking beans. That's the American dream. That's the American lunchtime tradition.
Dude, that Bush's baked beans with a little bit of the cinnamon in it and just real good. Real good.
Syrup in your beans is a thing, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude, okay. So I know we might have talked about this on air before, but you know about my predilection for maple syrup at Tejas, right?
What?
Predilection?
What the fuck is that?
Just something I fuck with? Something I like? Nice. I have a tendency to do that. I don't even think the restaurant exists anymore, but there was this Mexican restaurant in Cuero called Tejas Diner.
Hope you're still there, but if not,
I don't think they are, bro, because I drive past that building every day and I've never seen the sign. I used to get 6 beef enchiladas and cover them bitches with maple syrup. And everybody would be like, what the fuck is Joel doing? But it wasn't a gag or a bit. It was fucking amazing.
No, man. Yeah, I never even seen you do it. That was just like rumor mills. People I didn't even hang out with, that we didn't even hang out with, would always say, Joel Robertson, pretty sure I saw him put maple syrup on his enchiladas.
Shit was stupid good, bro. Stupid good. It all happened because I think someone dared me to do it, and I put a little bit on one and took a bite and was like, oh, word? Shit is like this? Hit so hard, bro. It's sort of like a... when you haven't sucked a dick in a while, and then you just get the perfect dick, fits right in your mouth with the little fucking head.
Wait.
Just like that.
So it's a little dick with a little head or a big dick?
It's a little dick with a big head. So it looks like a...
Big dick with a little head.
Oh, man. Man. It's a fat cock, and then it just goes, beam like a pencil. Beam.
Dude, oh, my God. You're just so... I mean, you're just using some really uncomfortable words for you. Joel's just ready to freaking get home so he can... get back into his crippling porn addiction. Hey, no, but seriously, well, since we're here and, you know, and this is something I feel like we can talk about, there's like this trend. I mean, I'm not like, I'm assuming it's a trend. I see it on reels every now and then. And they're like these.
Eating butt?
No. Oh. But these like dong, like dildos, but like huge.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's that about?
Like brutal so dildos? Like big massive dildos?
Yeah, what's that?
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I remember back in the day, there was this website called Brutal Dildos. And it was one of those things that you showed your friends as like, can you fucking believe this exists? Yeah, yeah. And they weren't that big. They were like the dildo that me and you and Cody used to play Ultimate Cock Throwing with, that John Holmes, you know, like a big dick, but not a big dick, you know? But now, look, I don't want to judge anyone's fucking sexuality or what they're into, but it seems to me that it's become extremely mainstream to be very hardcore. And one of the fucking main things I see are these massive fucking crazy dildos, dude, that are like tentacles that are fucking like big old fucking tree trunks.
It can't
and
be.
Shit.
I mean, you can't.
I don't know.
They can't use them.
They use them. I've been seeing them using them.
Wow.
Not on reels, but you know. Because I have a few friends who do OnlyFans, and when they started. And, like, more power to them because they're all cleaning up. Very jealous that they're all able to just fucking masturbate all day and get paid. Like, that's fucking killer.
Yeah, man, we're kind of just talking about this. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so, but all of them have had the same. And if you're listening to this, like, this is not talking shit. I'm very proud of all of you. But they've all had sort of the same career trajectory, which is they started off doing just pictures, like, maybe topless and maybe full frontal, but nothing like hardcore. And then they eventually all started doing, like, spread eagle shots, and then the next step for all of them was like full-on fucking hardcore videos and shit. And like I think a lot of it's about like what people ask you for or like what they request and shit, but I have seen three or four girls that I know personally that I know on a personal level that since they've started doing that have completely I don't know if they're just opening up their sexuality or what, and it's been a trip, dude, because like the world used to be pretty fucking vanilla. If you really think about it, like what people really got into behind closed doors is a different story, but people are full out there on the streets just drinking piss and eating butt and whatever, dude. And like, it's just sort of like kink is king right now, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I was just going to segue this into competitive eating again.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, I just say you're just like you're jealous of that they're cleaning up. I mean, but we're just kind of talking about that one dude just cramming. Yeah. And I'm pretty convinced that he's not a human being and that he's from Middle Earth.
He's got that Zuckerberg vibe.
It's like, you know, like he has a huge mouth.
Let's just
mouth.
Say his name. His name's Joel Hansen. Yeah, we're not sure he's a real person.
Yeah, and it's just like, and like the way he talks and stuff, it's like it feels like he just got a grasp on just language.
How humans interact.
Yeah, humans
look,
interact.
We like this dude. We've given this dude plenty of views, so no offense to this guy. He's killing it.
It's insane what he can do.
It's insane what he does. And look, I'm not saying that I'm not saying they're all purging, but I find it very hard to believe these cats are crushing fucking
this dude
40
is,
pounds of food.
He's
and
in
just
very good
on.
Shape. He's like works out constantly, but me and Joel have deduced that the right word.
Something's up, yeah.
That if he's traveling the nations. The world, essentially.
Yeah, he leaves America, too.
Yeah, and so if he's he's Canadian, so...
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Well, I mean, Canadian is America, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Canadian is not American.
You're going to tell me right now...
Yes.
...that if you're Canadian, you're not American.
Yes. What the fuck are... What
so
are you
you're
talking
going
about?
To say...
What is happening right
you're
now?
You're going to say that somebody from North America
is not
American.
Don't move the goalposts.
No.
Don't move the fucking goalposts here.
That's exactly what it is. You can't just say somebody is not American because they're not from the United States. If you are from North America, Central America... or South America, you are American.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Are Canadians American? Are Canadians considered American? Canadians are considered North Americans.
Yeah, they're Americans.
Yeah. Oh, that's not the same thing, though.
Yes, it is.
All right, for sure. Do you consider yourself a Mexican?
No, I consider myself an American.
Mexico's North America.
Yeah, they're American. It's a construct that blankets an entire continent.
I don't like this at all.
Somebody visiting from South America introduced me to that concept.
I mean, okay, I get the concept of you're a North American or you're South American, but you're not American.
But if you go down, if somebody visits Costa Rica, I think that's Central America, right? Uh-huh. They're like, I'm American. They're like, we're Americans too. Like,
they're from the Americas, not from America. America, the country.
America's three fucking continents.
And I'm saying that's the Americas. With an S and a V. It's not America.
So you think I should correct myself and say the Americans?
Yes, you should look at him and go, no, I'm sorry. You're from the Americas, not America, where I'm from, where I'm a proud citizen.
We're from the United States of America.
Of what?
Of America. We're from the United States of America.
Fine.
We are part of what's that called? I just said earlier, continent that goes by the United States of America.
Right.
So we are the United States of America.
Yeah.
Canada is
another country.
North America
right.
with us. We share Fine. North America Fine. With them and Mexico, for that matter. Mexico goes into what's under us?
Mexico!
Central America, and then there's South America. So, yes. I hope this isn't a hot take.
Is this a hot take? But, I don't know.
I mean, I don't see how it can be.
Because at this point, I feel like you might as well just say we all live Americans. In the ocean.
We're all Americans. That'd be like saying, so you're going to tell me somebody from Czechoslovakia and somebody from fucking Romania, if you're like, oh, you're European, they're like, I'm fucking Romanian.
Yes, they would go, I'm Czechoslovakian, I'm fucking Romanian.
No, they're going to do, if you say you're European, they're probably just going to go, yeah.
I can settle this right now. Here, maybe he'll get back to us before this episode's over.
So, I mean, I
honestly don't know how I feel about this. I don't think it's wrong. I just think it's a different way of thinking about it than I'm used to. Okay, here.
You're making it sound like I'm saying somebody from Australia should be referred to as an American.
No. I get what you're saying.
I think you're actually thinking that this is, I think you're whitewashing this.
I might be whitewashing it, dude. So let's ask a Canadian. Hey, buddy. We're recording an episode right now. This is your first time being on an actual episode, eh? We're just curious. Do you guys up in Canada consider yourself to be Americans because you're part of North America, or do you mostly consider yourself to be Canadians?
No. That is a leading question.
Oh, wait. My mic's off. I can't even do
it. But that's a leading question. You led that.
You're right.
You led him to say, no, we're Canadians. You made that sound like...
I did lead it.
Do you call yourself Americans? And you were like leading it. Like, are you from the United States of America? Are y'all like ashamed to be Canadians rather than the United States of America? Like, yeah, fuck that. Like, are you American?
Yeah, we'll ask him when we get off of here. But leave it in the comments below. Do you think you're American if you live in Canada or Mexico? Do you think your Canadian and Mexican neighbors are Americans? Are they able to... Let me ask you this.
Yes, please leave
it. Do you need a fucking passport to get to Canada?
Yes.
So are you leaving America?
Let's take it back to Europe.
I don't want to go to Europe. I want to focus on America, where we are.
let's take some context, okay? And so I've never been to Europe, but I am quite aware if you go to Europe, you have to jump countries. You have to have a passport.
Okay.
And they're still fucking European.
That's fine.
Unfortunately, Joel, we know this. I'm really good at being wrong, but I'm really
You're
bad
probably
at being,
right about this.
I'm really bad about being right. And so it's like...
That's a good way to put it.
That's how I put it. Like, you know, when I know I'm right... It's like, I'm relentless.
I like that. Can I ask you a question?
What are you fucking looking at? Right. Sometimes I'm wondering if, dude, okay, with these lights that we're doing right now, your eyes are just
beautiful.
Like, okay, they are beautiful, but you have a blue eye situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know how to say this without being like,
you're already a prick, so just say whatever you want.
Come on, give me some more stuff so I can really. Come on, keep it coming. Give it. Talk. Say those things you're saying to me before we hit record.
Okay.
No. Okay. Your eyes.
Have seen a lot of smiles, but they're never gonna see another one like
They're blue, right?
Yes.
But they're not
hazel.
Okay, so they're not piercing though. You know what I mean?
I've heard they're pretty piercing, but
they're more like okay,
like a soft pillow.
Yes.
Land.
It's
shit.
As if your life is leaving. It's like your soul's leaving your body.
My whole life is built around that look she gives at the end of Martyrs when she finally crosses over in her eyes.
It seriously looks like you're just like. It just looks like you're waiting for the end.
Matt, you're in the middle of a conversation. It's
Dude, What were you saying?
Okay,
over here?
So are those massive Topo Chico bottles?
Yes.
Or regular size.
Dude, those are the liter bottles that used to get
way bigger from over
here.
Dude,
by the way, the bread basket, it's not the bread basket anymore.
What's it called? The bread barn?
Foodie Mart.
Okay.
For foodies.
Now, yeah. I know all my favorite foodies go there.
I went in for the first time.
So the one on the east side where we used to
go. I went in for the first time in years. And I was just like, what the fuck? But I looked past that cash checking window, same dude, sleeping. Sawing logs.
Hell yeah.
Not everything changes.
I saw a couple people nodding off of, what was that, North Loop and like one at Keller or something. I stopped at a gas station 3:30 in the afternoon and the person was at the register going. I was like, dude, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Never mind.
Boy, I've literally been fired for making pallets.
This dude was nodding off drugs, bro.
Oh, well, that's
like 3:30 in the afternoon. No, this dude was nodding.
When I'm talking about, it's a grown man that just
made pallets.
Yeah.
What's the craziest way you've slept at work, or what's the craziest way you've hidden at work?
In that kiosk.
Okay, because, dude, okay. I have a very successful friend named Justin. He'll think this is funny.
Are you about to rat him out?
No, he'll think this is fucking... Everybody knows. We had to fire him for this. It's hilarious. So when he worked with us at the bookstore, he was very young. I think we were like his second job. And we introduced him to Harmony Korine and like all these weird sort of like off the beaten path like photographers and shit. And he became an incredible fucking photographer and videographer who now shoots big music videos and shit. So Shout out to him. He's killing it. But before he was killing it, he was an absolute fucking goofball. And he was playing some video game on his phone.
Are you still filming?
Yeah.
You're not on my side. But anyways, go ahead.
You're on mine.
No, see? Really?
What the fuck?
You turn your camera off.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Whatever, dude. I don't care. I couldn't care less.
Well, what the fuck?
Hold on.
I can't cancel because if I do, it'll make me leave the studio.
Yeah, no. Don't worry.
Okay, well, that's...
Oh, you're back on.
Okay.
No, you're not.
What the fuck?
Whatever, go on.
Okay, well, one day he was at the register and we couldn't, whoever's at the register can't leave the register. They have to call us if they need us to go up there or whatever. And we're in the back and it's like, we're just hanging out. It's just the homies at work that night. And suddenly I hear my buddy and he's going, where the fuck is Justin? And we're looking up there and the register's just empty. I'm looking everywhere for this dude. I'm looking in every aisle. Where is this motherfucker? And then I hear my buddy who is managing at the time, he goes, nah, okay, dude, what the hell? Nah. And I go up there, and Justin is under the register in a corner with the trash can in front of him playing games on his phone. It's not even a place to hide. He literally just went under the register and got back there and put the trash can in front of him and was on his phone playing games and got fired for it.
That's pretty good, though.
Did you ever drink at work?
What do you mean?
Like booze? At work, when not at the bars, like when you worked at like restaurants or like fucking
not really the
warehouses and shit.
No,
me either. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but there was a couple jobs I've had where you would think you can't drink and people were drinking all the time.
Oh, no, yeah. I was always surprised to find out people that were drinking at jobs and stuff like that.
Dude, we fired somebody else for showing up shit faced multiple times and you'd walk past the register and they'd be having slurred out conversations with whoever's trying to check out.
I have seen people annihilated coming into jobs that don't even have that you shouldn't be drinking at that
I think
sleeping it off and stuff like that. But
I think we learned a lesson. I can't back out to do anything. Like when I went to Instagram to send that DM right now, that's what stopped it showing up on here, even though it still shows on mine that I'm recording and it shows that it's recording my image. So we'll see what happens afterwards. I we'll see.
Sorry.
Mine I mean, works. Hey, that's fine.
Maybe you should have fucking not have been such a...
Go ahead. Go ahead, you little bitch. I couldn't think of anything else.
Maybe you should have fucking not have been so fucking quick to try to get off when I was just simply trying to tell you about Americans.
I just wanted to talk to the Canadian about it and get a different outside perspective.
I'm just saying. That's why.
I'm just saying. Do you want to talk about our shirts? You're wearing Pup. Do you love that band?
I guess you want to talk about
your shirt. No, I want to talk about yours, actually, because I wanted to talk about music. Band. I wanted to segue into new.
Well, you want to listen to some
talk
good
about
music.
What we were talking about at Casino yesterday, about how music's good again.
Yeah.
music's good again. You got bands like Pup, off the top of my head, Pup, Drain, Worry Club, Jar. Okay, so me and Doug were obsessed with this album. The album is called Jar. The band is called Super Heaven.
And they're getting popular right now.
I think all of 2013, we referred to them as Jar.
Yeah. But like the their song, God damn it, I can't think of the name of it. But anyways, it's like getting real big in like meme culture.
And TikTok.
TikTok culture, yeah. I guess. And then like, but anyways, like, oh shit, that's the song we used to jam all the damn time. Like years
Even
ago.
Even when you texted it to me, I wrote back, Jar!
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, Jar, I'm like, dude, they're called Super Heaven.
That's very weird.
For a decade. A smooth decade. We've been calling them Jar.
I mean, to be fair, I haven't thought about them since 2013. But
sure,
that whole year we called them Jar. Yeah, we probably were telling people, you gotta hear this Jar.
Yeah, yeah. No, so yeah, no, Joel's right. We were talking yesterday. It's not that good music hasn't been coming out, but it's just like this year especially, it's like been almost to the point of overwhelming how much good music
there's
been coming
out. Yeah, there's a shit ton of good music.
Or even some music that just even being introduced to, I suppose, you know. But like, so what you just said,
Worry Club, Drain. See, I want to pull up my Spotify. I have a shit ton I've been listening to. Dude.
Anxious is this new band that I've just discovered. Sorry. They're really kick ass.
That Mexican from out of Texas.
Dude, so good.
If you're into like down south rap of the late 90s, early 2000s, you gotta check out that Mexican out of Texas. You probably heard his shit, Johnny Dang, on TikTok. That shit went mad viral.
And then what's that one band that we were just that we were both, Hot Mulligan?
Hot Mulligan, man. They've been around a while. Yeah. I've been listening to them for a few years.
Most certainly about to say, but anyways, a lot of good tracks coming out. Like I said, might even be this. I probably got it all wrong. It's probably I'm just finally getting.
No, I don't think that's what it is. And I think a big part of it was we were so oversaturated for so long with garbage that a lot of us just stopped looking. So maybe it is on us. But the fact is that like. Even okay, so like one of my good friends is in a band up here that's fairly popular, and you would think like he'd be super into music, you know? When you meet a musician who they're always playing, you're just like, you must love music, right? But he didn't. He was like super. He's like, oh, I don't know, man, and I just would rather watch movies. But then last year the last 2 years, he just dove deep into music, and now he goes to like 12 shows a week and fucking like it's just
yeah.
And he's found so many cool things. So I think maybe it is on us, sort of. But again. What were we supposed to do? Listen to all that bullshit that was getting
5 years ago, dude. Like the bands that were coming out and stuff, they would have like one or two good songs,
and the rest mid
as fuck
or bad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, man, I felt like we got away from that one hit wonder culture, and it's like to be a band that does a good job, or a band that I noticed. I felt like it should that the industry or that the scene has become. Instead of like one hit wonders, like let's sign this band and get them out to do this one hit song and then move on. I feel like everybody's starting to be like, man, let's actually look into bands that have longevity.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like albums that from start to finish are a good experience. And these, like you see a lot of, you'll see full album visualizers now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that the labels are putting out, which is fucking awesome.
So it's like, yeah. And that's how I look at it. I want to listen. When I was a kid, yeah, one hit wonders are fucking fun as fuck.
Yeah, of course.
But now it's like, yeah, I want to listen to a whole.
I would like to be able to dive into a discography if possible.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? Speaking of one-hit wonders, there was one dude, and this is not a hot take. I think everybody loved it. The fucking Hozier song, Take Me to Church. Phenomenal song. Great video. Just like, I had never really heard anything like that before. That style of like pop and like big bombastic vocals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing from that dude for almost a whole decade until this year when he did that Lord, I love it and I hate it at the same time, right?
It's the other, I have no idea.
The song's that, massive.
That Take Me to Church song is not a decade old.
Yes, it is.
No way.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why you use your phone. We have this computer.
Hozier. Take Me to Church came out when, I think, before I even came back to Texas, dude. I could be way wrong, but I think I'm way right.
Let's
2013,
see.
Bro.
Holy shit. I didn't hear that song until like a year ago.
Shut the fuck up. That song was everywhere when it came out.
You could not
escape it. You don't remember the video that made him famous? He was in the fucking subway system singing it. Like
times are tough, man. Now
he has that, Lord, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Growing up, I was institutionalized into the subway system.
you know, Subway... You know, okay, so I have a love-hate relationship with Subway because for about 7 years ago, I got a Subway sandwich and I bit into it and my tooth fell out. And I was fucking furious, dude. I was so fucking mad. And because I took a bite of it and she who will not be named, looked at me and was like, your tooth is gone. And I looked down, it's just in the top of the bread. I was so fucking mad.
Are you bleeding?
No. Because it was a fake tooth. It was a fake tooth, and it just...
I thought you were going to say every time you took a bite out of a Subway sandwich, you looked at kids differently.
No, well, so... So that... I got pissed, and I was like, I'm not eating this fucking place anymore, even though it was my fault. So anyway, we never went back there again, and we switched it over to Jersey Mike's and fucking...
To be fair, Subway is the bottom of barrel when it comes to sandwiches now.
So they got sued a few years back, and the verdict was they could no longer legally call their bread bread.
Bread.
There wasn't enough ingredients that bread had in their bread to call it that. And then they got rid of all their like healthy options and really leaned into like the meatball sub style shit. And like really, I think probably almost came close to going away forever. But now they're back and they've redone it all and they've got new bread again and they've got all these health. Dude, went there the other day just on a whim. Not fucking bad, guy. Not fucking bad, bro. It's all nice in there now and shit. They changed the outlook of it.
Is Jared in prison for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, I'm pretty sure he... it wasn't him. It was, Ian Watkins, the singer from Lost Prophets. He's like one of those vile, bro, evil people ever.
That's crazy. I looked him up the other day.
He almost got murdered last week.
Yeah, that's why. I'm like, why... Because when that all happened, I'm like, this is so outrageous, it cannot be true.
Oh, bro. Not only was it all true, he fucking called somebody from prison and tried to do it again. Tried to get him to give up their kid again. And he's never getting out of prison. He's just got a
fucking
compulsion, bro.
Dude, fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a fucking sick dude. That dude's evil as fuck, man.
That's pure evil.
Oh, bro. Pure evil. Anyway, so he tried to do it again in prison. He almost got murdered last week. Probably he should get murdered. I always think of that video that went viral because it really shows like
unalived.
We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Murdered, suicide, death, porn. We can say these things. This is YouTube, bro.
Dude, it's fucking all I have is like just like a fucking pop song or like a pop screamo song and then in the back of my. You know, like just going off. Come on, just give me one.
I unalive.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't know what you want.
Pop porn.
Pop porn. I'm eating popcorn. I'm smoking pop.
I love you and I'm addicted to porn. And then everybody's kissing kids.
Unalive. I want to unalive. Cut my fucking head off and bleed out on your bathroom floor. Unalive. Unalive.
How can I live this way when I have these thoughts running through my head?
I want to unalive. I want to unalive. I want to unalive.
I can't even say suicide anymore because I'm a whore and I...
Jesus Christ, we can't kink shame, bro.
I'm sorry for everybody out there with the.
I'm sorry for all the whores out there.
I'm sorry, and I want to apologize to anybody.
I'm sorry for all the suicidal whores.
If you have any suicidal thoughts or anything,
the funny thing is, we'll probably be one of the first people to off ourselves.
Damn! No, speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. You'll be the first.
Dude, I was thinking about the bits. We need to bring the bits back. It's really hard to do the bits now that we are filming
face to face.
Yeah, we used to do the bits face to face.
Oh yeah,
it's really hard to do the bits when we're able to be seen.
Are you supposed to pull these down mad low like that dude in that? How bizarre!
Like I would look cool. I would look tight with it pulled all the way down.
Not me.
Kind of a big old head. You have like a long skinny head, so you look kind of.
Did you ever see what's it called? The head.
What?
That cartoon? It was just called The Head, right? It was on MTV. It came on after the Max and Aeon Flux.
The Max.
The Max, bro. The Max was hard shit. Aeon Flux was fucking hard shit, too. And no matter what anybody says, if you do the right amount of the right drugs, the Aeon Flux movie with Charlize Theron is fucking bonkers.
I totally forgot about that.
That movie's dope. And then that same year, they came out with that other movie with Mila Jovovich, Ultraviolet. And that is like a straight up shroom LSD fucking action trip. It's a bizarre movie, bro.
Did you ever watch the new? Did you watch the newer Judge Dredd?
I love Dredd. Dread, I fucking love that movie.
That's what I'm gonna say. That's
one of the best movies. That's one of the best action movies of like the past 20 years. Dude, that was fucking fun. Die on that hill.
Nah, think about it. I don't even think I've seen the Sylvester Stallone one.
Me and my dad just tried watching it like a couple weeks ago because it's on HBO. We made it like 20 minutes, dude. Rob Schneider is so aggressively annoying in that movie that we just couldn't even have fun with it.
Strange. Rob Schneider's in Demolition Man,
which me and my mom watched a week ago and loved. And it's just delightful.
It is so fucking funny.
It's hilarious. And it's such a like, it catches you off guard because like my mom had never seen it. She only knew the cover and she was like, oh, is it that action movie with Snipes and Stallone? I'm like, yeah, but you're not you don't know what this is like. So weird.
It is weird, like Wesley Snipes is like, it's like Wesley, like, hey, he got the part, and Wesley Snipes, oh, I'm gonna do something.
Chew the fucking shit out of the scenery. Holy shit, he's nuts in that movie.
But it's just like, I'm gonna do something I've never done before. I'm gonna play but he's like, I feel like he's not there. You know what I mean? It's not like a Jim Carrey going nuts.
No, he's like, it's like a It's like, definitely read off a page, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's going for it.
Yeah. Okay. It was fun, though. It's a fun movie. If you haven't watched Demolition Man, I highly recommend it. It's really fun.
It's quirky. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. And it's about to be, I think you're actually about to pull it off of.
It'll just hit one of the other ones then, because it used to be on Hulu.
On HBO Max. But they do get a lot of things right. Even like the electric cars that drive themselves and stuff like that, like, they actually look pretty similar to Teslas.
The coolest shit in there that I think actually has potential on like a smaller scale infrastructure is the graffiti removal thing that pops up and just lasers it off, because they can laser rust off and shit now. Why can't you laser off graffiti?
Oh yeah, it's just a matter of time. And then like
the coolest shit about that movie, it wouldn't be cool if this actually happened, but I just love that they were like, they needed product placement. And instead of like going for a bunch of different things, they just swung for the fences and made Taco Bell a character in the movie, basically.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, dude. I made a Demolition Man shirt a couple years ago, and the very first thing I put on it was a Taco Bell logo. Like, it just feels like Taco Bell is the third main character in that movie. They talk about it so much, talking about that bell. Talking bell.
Dude, I bet you if you look at the bottom left of your thing, there's a little camera.
It's on. It's got the record red light on and everything.
Whatever.
I know. It's very strange because yours shows me. I really do bet this is still there.
Bet.
Nah. Nah. I'm not feeling too betitious. Is that the word? When you want to bet a lot?
Hey, man, there was a fight that was on this past weekend. I know you didn't watch it.
McCoy, right?
Sure, Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley.
Versus Aljamain Sterling.
And O'Malley fucked him up, right?
When he did knock him out. But, I mean, in the second round, I got it all wrong. I thought it was going to be. I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was going to be round three submission.
You put money on these?
No. And there's a while there where I was like, dude, I think we need to start betting, because I was like doing really well with my predictions.
Yeah.
Not so much.
It's a
much
dangerous
anymore.
Game. Dude.
Yeah. Like, it's like, dude, it's just such an unpredictable scenario.
Do you ever go on?
For the most lately, for me, it's been unpredictable.
It's always unpredictable. Betting is inherently unpredictable. Do you ever go to the Vegas odds website and see all the things you can bet on? It's insane. You can bet on I think there's all these bets on Britney Spears' divorce right now. Like, is this dude going to be able to get the prenup?
I was going to be like, oh, like flipping a quarter at the, the halftime show.
When Jamie Foxx was in the hospital, you could put bets on his life.
No.
Yeah. They're wild, dude. The bets on the Vegas odds site are crazy. And the funnest one to watch that's interesting are the presidential ones.
I didn't know that.
They're crazy. Currently right now, I'm pretty sure it's probably still Trump on there, but it always stays him mostly till right towards the end when it becomes clear that, oh, they're actually going to run him. And then people will just like start plummeting into the other one. But I think it would be fun to bet on like not fucked up stuff that involves people. Like, there's people who vote on like, or who bet on like Make-A-Wish kids and stuff. That's fucked up.
What the fuck?
But like, well, some of them vote that they hope they live, you know, like they need them to live.
Wait, are they voting or are they betting?
Betting. Not voting. They vote. Hey, we're going to kill the. Hey, we're making a wish. Get your Make-A-Wish kids. We're going to vote who lives and who dies. But imagine if that was the trade-off. They're like, yo, you're going to get your wish, but what happens after this is you have to go in front of a tribunal of your peers, and they're going to vote on whether or not you can make it out of this alive.
No, you're going to live, but you have to vote on who's gonna die.
Oh no, you're gonna live and we'll grant your wish, but one person in your family won't wake up tomorrow and we are not gonna tell you who.
You have to pick.
Ooh.
Damn, that'd be rough.
That's
poor kid.
That's always a good plot in movies where they make somebody pick their family to kill.
If that was a situation, and hear me out. It was like somebody had, you were actually in the lineup of people, somebody had to pick. What would you do?
Just start jerking off.
I mean, just pick me, dude.
No, just start jerking off. So they're like, I don't want to fucking anything to do with that dude. Start like eating your cum.
We're going to let him live. We're going to let him live.
That dude's fucked up, man. Can you get that guy with his dick in his mouth out of here?
Why did you fucking kill the guy that was jerking off and eating his freaking
jizz balls?
He's just too weird. How to get him out of the room.
Okay, so I heard a story the other day. A buddy of mine went to a swingers club or a party at a house. Maybe this isn't my buddy. This might have been a stand-up bit. I honestly couldn't tell you. I have friends who do this shit, but I can't remember where I heard this. And he walked in, and this dude walked up to him and went, hey, man, you want to see me suck my own dick? And the dude was like, I guess. And the dude just got on the couch, started sucking his own dick. It was like, the dude was like, oh, cool. Wild, bro. This episode's monetized. Dude, okay. Have you seen those tubes you put your dick in? They're like the inside of a fleshlight, but then you have sex with it on? What the fuck is that? I feel
like my eye's about to fucking lose it.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I mean, I always touch my face.
What does that mean? Is your eye going to cry? Is it falling out?
I mean, I know I'm always touching my face and stuff, and I'm fucking like, I'm all caffeinated as fuck. Oh, thank God. I just clicked the mouse. I'm like, God damn it.
Did you say you're all Catholic as fuck?
I'm the most Catholic motherfucker you'll ever meet.
This dude's guilt is eating me alive. Dude's so guilty, I can't even look in the mirror.
Caffeinated. Oh, dude, wait, where is this going? You're talking about fucking a tube and my eyes start going nuts.
It's like the inside. So it's like a clear plastic. It's like a clear thing. You put your dick in it. And it's got ribs on it.
I know this might be fucking crazy, and it might fucking blow your mind, but I think I'm over the fucking dick talk.
Oh, okay.
And the chiz balls.
Chiz balls. You don't want to talk about the dicks?
I think I'm over it.
I just think it's interesting. I saw this video of this girl jerking this dude off with it on, and I was just like, why is that a thing?
What happened, though? How'd you get to this?
It was on somebody's OnlyFans. And I was just like,
you pay for OnlyFans?
No, there's a shit ton of free ones. And like, if it's the homies, I want to see what they're up to.
Single life is really getting
no,
good.
Fuck no. Let's talk about this honestly. In 2010, if you told me, hey, a lot of your hot girlfriends get naked and just put that shit up, but you can't see it, I'd be like, all right, that's fine. But in 2023, they're like, hey, all of your hot girlfriends get naked and everybody can look. You think I'm not going to look? I mean, it's not disrespectful.
No, I'm not. I totally get it, 100%.
Is that disrespectful, ladies?
Leave in the comments below.
And if you don't like it, I'll stop.
Question. Wait, we're going to... Dude, I was going to sell... I don't know.
What were you going to sell?
I was going to tell you... Catholic... Oh, a good friend of mine, friend of yours, we just randomly asked him, I'm like, hey... Are you Christian?
Oh, yeah, and he fucking answered us, boy.
Boy, did he?
Some bitch answered us for real.
Like the most like
a deep answer, dude. It was thoughtful. It was thought provoking. It made sense.
And then I said, Joel just sent back, crazy.
LOL. The reason this is funny is because in Doug's car, he has that thing where it goes like, would you like to send a message? And then you just say it out loud, then it reads it back to you. So it's funny to us to make it say stupid shit. And then, but when we said, are you Christian? When this fucking thing started talking with his response, it just kept going.
It was a robot voice. Just like,
it was like, I believe Christianity is da da da. And I was like, holy shit.
God is within you. And you are, the one to be best. It's like just going on and on. And crazy.
What is this?
It's yours, dude. Oh my God. Dude, you gotta do that in the camera.
We hang 10, brothers.
I kinda miss all the lamps.
I kinda miss all the language.
Wait, what?
When we say fuck shit.
Cock balls. Yeah, man.
Fuck! There it is. It won't stop.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Time to chill.
But is that gonna turn down our voices too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Just make sure we do the outro. You just turn it back up. Oh, it's done. What's the other button? I always forget. We never push them anymore. Awesome. Play the song again.
No, you picked the longest shit for that button.
I can't. Well, you know, whatever. I don't need trouble.
I can't take my eyes off of you. So what's going on out there in the internet world? What are you guys watching? What are you guys listening to right now? How do you guys feel about raspberry tarts? How do you feel about tarts?
Do you know what? I don't even think I know what a tart is.
It's like a little pastry, and it's like usually got like a fruit right on the center of it.
Yeah, I know what a tart is. yeah, I lied. I know what one is. Maybe the episode.
Oof. Maybe.
What do you like tarts?
Yeah, I do. But so that's what I'm saying. That raspberry. That what is that? Aged raspberry perverts.
I feel like I feel like you and I pretty much have it on our face and bodies. Like, what kind of candy we like? You're like
candy.
Yeah.
I don't eat candy, bro.
You're like a sweet tart, sour candy. I do eat candy,
but you know what I eat?
You're a sour candy kind of guy.
I just got back into candy because I went to go get a baby bottle pop and found out they don't make those anymore.
Exactly.
You know what they make?
You're a fucking child.
You know what they make? Kool-Aid Man, and you suck on the Kool-Aid Man, and then you dip him in Kool-Aid. It was...
Yeah. See, Joel likes like that. Yeah, I know. Joel likes fucking like sweet tart candies.
Yep.
Chocolate,
though. Yeah, oh, no, for sure.
I'm a chocolate... Baby.
You're a chocoholic.
I'm a chocoholic.
It's like my dad says, he's a chocoholic.
I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah, he's got it on a key. He has a keychain that says it and everything. This dude loves chocolate, bro. I've been experimenting with shit since my parents have all the fucking spices and pans and pots and everything that I just never really have or want to get out and buy.
Oh, yeah?
So I've been making different burgers. No, listen, dude. So I made a lemon pepper crusted chili pepper with Himalayan salt and fuck it, bro. When I say that these two smash burgers I made with applewood smoked bacon, bro, on a buttered brioche bun, and then I dipped it in a little egg white. Stupid. Stop it. Insane, dude.
You dip what in egg white?
The bun.
Like you're it's like dipping it in and eating like raw.
No, I dipped it in like egg white ranch? Before I put it in the pan, so it got that egg white crust on it. So I've been experimenting with all these spices, bro. This lemon pepper chili powder burger that I make is like one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life. I'm addicted to it.
Joel, that's a pretty bold claim.
I mean, I'm not saying it's gonna be one of the best burgers you've ever had, but I think it's fucking, dude, I keep eating that shit.
I'm giving you a tip on this. If you're gonna like, typically when you brush the egg whites, it's for baking purposes, to give it that nice sheen.
I thought it was like, so you get like that egg.
I mean, there's eggs.
Egg wash.
Yeah. Egg wash is mainly for baking, to give it a nice sheen.
Oh, well, it tastes good on the bun.
Well, what I would tell you to do is get mayonnaise instead and sear the mayonnaise onto the bun.
It's not a bad idea.
Because that's egg-based. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a thing. You can do it.
I like that.
There's like a somewhat of a trend to like cook your... grilled cheeses, and you smear the outside.
Oh, yeah, I do that
with mayo.
Oh, I do butter on the outside. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, seriously. Okay. But it's egg based, so I mean, you might get that flavor profile you're looking for. Maybe a little bit more texture, a little bit more depth.
Yeah.
A little bit more contrast and flavor. You know, and then you can use that mayo as a vessel to carry your spices and everything that you're.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I know you like talking about booze. Can we talk about that little rum, the reserve rum? Could you bust that down and show it to us? Tell us a little bit about it. It's just neat. It looks like a little poison bottle.
It's a bottle of rum that I blended.
Can you show us? It's right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you want it? Why?
It's just interesting. It's something you did, and I think
you gonna drink it?
No.
Then why am I going to bring it down?
I have to drive home after this. I just want to talk about it a little bit. So how did you make it? What was the process?
I went to a rum class, and we got to blend our own rum.
Is it good?
No.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to. It was fun. But I did. They said this is how, they're like, this is the blend to get this one proprietary, this one bottle. And I did the blend to fucking spec. I mean, it smells fine. And no, it doesn't. But like, it's like, I did it to spec. And so
it just smells like has that rubbing.
And they're like, all right. And he's like, okay, so now you have the actual bottle, which. Okay. Do you understand? Are you following me?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like this is the bottle that we're gonna blend.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, we had a profile, like a bottle that we're gonna. So we have a glass of rum. He's like, we are going to create this together. So he gave us all different types of rums, and we blended them to spec that he gave us to the milliliter, and even freaking the flask and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, and little tiny squeeze droppers, and I did it to spec. Swear to God, and that's this. And I was like, okay. He's like, so compare the two, and I'm like, hey, dude.
I'm like, you said it was going to, and I want to be like, you said it was going to be this. They were making this. I did what you told me to do, and this is not that.
Did you tell them?
No, but it's just like, I mean, I would, if I had a proprietary blend, I wouldn't just go to a class and teach you it either. You know what I mean? So right, it's just like, right. But it's like,
dude. But still lead with like, this isn't quite going to be the same. The smell is just kind of, it has that sweet smell, but it has like a rubbing alcohol smell.
Exactly.
Too.
That's exactly weird. Right. What weird.
It's no, alcohol. I mean, it's just, no, I know. But like with rum, it's usually like that sweeter, right? Like a sweeter hit to the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I know that.
But. Like this is just straight vodka. So like, you know what I mean? Like, so smell this. It smells like rubbing alcohol. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of that smell, you know what I mean? So I like my booze to be a little bit more profiled.
I like my booze like I like my Facebook profile.
Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
Bro, I've been telling so many dad jokes lately because ever since our comedy night, that was so much fun.
I know. I wish we could have done one last night, but we weren't in the right... You were crashed out.
I was crashed out, dude.
But you weren't even hungover.
No, it was. So I'll tell you what it was. It was the drinking took what the other thing was and just ruined it. I just, because I had this floaty feeling, but my brain was going woof, 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 because of the fucking drinking. And I couldn't fucking keel out and I couldn't puke. And so I just went and laid down. And then when you woke me up, and then I did puke. But it was very weird because I just opened my mouth and it just came out. And I was like, all right, I'm good now.
You need to go to the doctor, dude.
I bet no, dude. Those two, the throwing up with you last time and then last night were the only two times I've thrown up in like over 2 years.
No.
Yes.
Not true.
True. Mm-mm. True. I didn't throw up even during the divorce. I just drank a lot.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, but the bachelor party.
That's a long time ago. It's been 2 years now.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I obviously am bringing in the bachelor party. And then the honeymoon.
I'm not talking about the divorce. I'm talking about the stomach.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. The bachelor party was before even the honeymoon, which was the worst one. So, yeah, I know. I remember the bachelor. It's been 2 years, almost more. So,
you really like to throw up.
In the moment, I do. When it's happening, I am about it. Yes. It's such a sweet release. It's like when you're pooping.
Sweet release.
Yeah, when you just got them bubbles and you just like blah 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 blah. Okay, so I'm gonna say this because I don't think this person listens to the podcast.
Slay this?
Yep, I'm gonna slay this. So there's a girl in Austin that I used to know that I used to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
We originally had dated casually. You know what I mean? We went out a couple times and it didn't work out. You know what I mean? And then later, years later, we started just like casually hooking up occasionally, super casually, but there was zero feelings involved. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It was like a very much just like a booty call situation.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so she's a friend though. And we were talking recently and I was like, man, I made the worst impression on you. Like first impression, you know what I mean? Like, and she was like, oh yeah, it wasn't a good one. And it was just like such a matter of fact statement. And, like, I wonder how many times in our lives we think, like, oh, like, I have no bad feelings about her or anything, you know what I mean? I'm like, but this whole time she's been like, yeah, this dude's first impression sucked. I mean, we were close. We had a personal relationship.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's just interesting because she's right. I can think back and be like, dude, yes, that was a bad first impression. All those dates were not great.
Hey, man, you know, we're not perfect, Joel.
Oh, sometimes. I mean, I am now.
So, okay. If you were to go to a different planet, seriously, and they are to, when there was other civilization, if they referred to as an Earthling, mm-hmm. would you be like, "I'm not a fucking Earthling, I'm a fucking American"? Yeah. And this is another thing I want to add to this. I was just thinking about. Okay, so say we are in the States.
Uh huh. Like we are in the States.
No, we are. Yes, we are. So it's just like if somebody's like, "Hey, you're how do I put this? You're a Texan."
Correct.
Right?
Right? Yeah, that's what my ID says.
Do you
know
where I'm going with this?
No, I mean, yeah, sure, but you could take this to a million steps further even and say, are we the real aliens? I get what you're saying, but you're taking it to such a micro level that of course you're going to be right.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm letting you know that if we did go to another planet, they would not be interested in what anything is except for planets. You're right. So it would be, I'm an Earthling, not an American, not a Texan, not a white boy or whatever. But But if you go to Colorado and you start calling them Texans, they're going to be like, I'm a Coloradian.
Yeah, no, I get that. I agree with that.
Right. If you take it to a macro level.
But that's the thing, because you can't deny that. You know what I mean?
Right. You can absolutely deny that a Canadian is an American.
You can't, though.
They're a because North American.
It's too big.
They're a North American.
No fucking shit.
When have you ever been like, oh, this is my simply, North American friend?
I'm saying, but we're all Americans.
Fine, fine. We're all God's creatures, too. But, like, there's a debate about that, too. I saw somebody burn the shit out of some Christian terrorists online the other day. They were like, God only made two genders. And they replied, God actually only made one gender and a rib, but I wouldn't expect a rib to know that.
Yoakum, Dwight Yoakum.
What the fuck?
That's the name of the episode.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
You know Dwight Yoakum is? Dude, Dwight Yoakum fucking rules.
Is he the actor Crank and shit?
He's in Crank.
Yeah, okay, I know Dwight.
He's Sling Blade.
Yep,
we don't need to practice. We don't need no shows, Randy. We need to practice.
Shouldn't have done that to the boy.
What are you doing with that motorcycle blade? What are you doing with that lawnmower blade? What's his name?
Sling. His first name, Sling. Last name, Blade. Billy Bob Thornton is who I was played by.
What? Dude, where do beans come from anyways? I mean, are they like...
They're a fruit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, are they from South America and then they went over... Right?
Is this another American's thing?
I'm dead serious because potatoes are not from Europe. And that's like we're...
I know plenty of places you can grow beans in America.
I mean, I'm not saying that... I'm just saying because like beans are a staple in England.
Sure. They are a staple, a breakfast staple in England, a dinner staple in Mexico, and an all-the-time staple in America.
Yeah.
United States of the country. What's the deal with everybody freaking out on planes, man? You see that girl's apology?
It didn't look like her.
Oh, stop it. It's definitely her. This is ridiculous. She had a mental breakdown on a plane. That's it.
Hey, I mean.
No, the dude just had a bunch of tattoos.
No, I'm not worried about that, but I'm going to say she was.
Hot as hell.
Okay. I mean, I
did not give a shit. When I watched that video, the first thing I thought was, I could fix her.
That's what I was saying. I think she like kind of gets a pass.
Beautiful, bro.
I think she kind of gets a pass. I thought the camera was turned sideways. I think she kind of gets a pass because she's a.
Listen, babe. Did she get a pass? The whole fucking world's been making fun of her for like the better part of a month, bro.
Did you see the guy?
Yeah, he just has a bunch of tattoos. He doesn't like look nice, but like,
do you think he deserved it?
No. Yes.
Imagine being the person imagine being that guy and be like, oh great, now the whole world knows who I am.
I'm not real. The whole world knows I'm not real. Son of a bitch. So that one's crazy. But I was gonna say it's the one that really I was like, man, people have just lost all sense of like. Normalcy is the frat dude who's on the plane. You seen that? And he's fucking apparently slapped the bartenders or what are they called? Hostess?
Stewardess.
Slapped her ass. Flight attendant. Slapped her ass. And he's like young. He's in college. He's like definitely a frat dude. He's got like the polo and the backwards white hat on and shit. And everyone is like, dude, fucking knock it off. And he's going, do you know who my fucking dad is? He's going to sue everyone on here. My dad makes millions of dollars worth more than all of you combined. Everybody's going, cool, dude. Cool, cool. But he won't stop. So they fucking duct tape this dude to the seat.
God.
And he's going, is nobody going to fucking help me? Help me. It's like a rocket, bro. Pussy ass boy.
What is that? Are they just getting shit faced or something?
I think it's that I really do think because I've seen it at the movies. I've seen it in like at the DMV when that dude called my dad a slur. I've seen this shit happening so often in normal situations. I think COVID fucked everyone up for how they act in public, dude. I really do. I think we kept everybody inside for a year and then sent them back out and they just don't act right. And I think they got used to not acting right because all the businesses got used to just kowtowing to these people and going, yeah, do whatever. Because they didn't want the problems during COVID, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, Alamo Drafthouse, they still show the don't talk shit before. And they still tell you to put up a note. But I was talking to the homie, and he was like, dude, they just don't care anymore. They'll come in and get the note and be like, sorry. So it's like...
Yeah, because it's just not worth the drama.
Right, it's not worth the drama. Because what's going to happen? They're going to fucking get up and punch you or shoot you or fucking jack off and whatever. Like, it's... I don't know. Dude, it was so good to be back on the air with you friends today. What are your plans for the week, friends? You need to like, comment, subscribe. Should we hit TikTok? How do you guys want to see our TikTok? Should we be doing... like specific videos for TikTok, or do you want to see just clips and shit of the show? Let us know below.
Thanks, guys.
We love you. We'll see you real soon.
Push the button. Yeah, like and subscribe. Click here.
Click here.
Or wherever. Somewhere.
To do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm Joel.
I'm Doug.
And this is I Didn't See It, But I Believe You. Have a great day.
Eat your beans.
Eat your butt.